So welcome everyone to Soul Wealth Destiny. Let's move into the intention today to access all that is already available to you, to connect to the beautiful divine abundance, divine prosperity that's already within you, to connect to the goddess energy that is creative, passionate, and powerful. Let's connect to that, which is the divine that overflows within you and all around you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Today, our focus is about wealth consciousness. We want to observe, witness ourselves as we move into the state of wealth consciousness. Oftentimes, we have the intention, we have the desire to be in a state of wealth, a wealth mindset, but we are triggered in many different ways that often takes us out of that alignment. And sometimes we don't even realize it. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Wealth, abundance, and prosperity, affluence, opulence, luxury, legacy wealth, generational wealth. Notice the expansion as you move through all of these frequencies. Notice the expansion of your light as you connect to each of these. There are different levels of your mindset, of your wealth consciousness. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale and notice which one you're most connected with. And beyond all of that, you have your God-given wealth, your divine right inheritance, God wealth within you, cosmic wealth, universal wealth, source wealth within you. That is constant, abundant, and continuously overflows throughout you. It is limitless. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. When you're in a state of wealth consciousness, there's a level of certainty. There's a level of joy. There's a level of peace within you, no matter what situation you're facing. You feel confident. You feel at peace with your abundance and everything that overflows into your life. You feel certain that money, prosperity, wealth comes to you from unlimited sources. That it is always and will always be available to you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now let's go ahead and find it within you. Where does that certainty, that connection to wealth, that connection to all that is, that connection to your God-given wealth, your cosmic wealth, your universal wealth, where is that within you? Is it in the center of the head? Is it in your throat? Is it in your heart space? Go ahead and scan your body. Take a moment to stop in different areas of your body, from the center of your head all the way down to your heart. And as you identify it, notice if it feels locked, restricted, restrained, or overflowing. Notice if it's something that you overlook or something that you neglect. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Notice a color or a shape connected to it. Go ahead and take another deep breath and explore it. Now notice if you don't trust it, or notice that you always come to it when in the mind you don't trust, but in the heart you do. Notice if you find the space within you that is God's source universe. Whenever you feel worried or anxious, go ahead and take one more deep breath. And if you didn't find it in your body, notice if it's around you. Notice if you have not yet brought it into your body. Notice if you have the feeling of abundance and prosperity, but you hold it outside your field. And look beyond that to affluence, opulence, luxury, generational, and legacy wealth. One more deep breath. If it's outside you, go ahead and invite it into your field. And if it feels different than you, different than your energy, if it feels different or unfamiliar, invite it to become familiar, to become aligned, to connect with you. Invite it to be exactly what you need. Invite it to be source energy, light energy, creation energy. And recognize the wisdom, the knowledge. Recognize all that is there for you, that it's already within you. Recognize that this is a piece of who you are, a memory. This is an extension of you. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now notice now all the thoughts that are coming up. Those thoughts of worry, those thoughts of doubt, those thoughts that are resisting, ego thoughts, thoughts of defiance, thoughts of skepticism, thoughts of resentment, regret, thoughts of judgment. And go ahead and allow them to float away from you like butterflies flying away. Give each a color. Thank you for being there. Thank you for making yourself known. And go ahead and release it now. Allow it to fly away. Now go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now go back to the center of the head. And notice if there's another door you need to unlock. Are you almost there in your alignment? Notice if there's a door that you need to unlock and open so you can truly know and feel, truly recognize your truth. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And exhale slowly. Now, if you still find yourself standing outside the door, look for a key around a door or in your field. Go ahead and take the door, the key, and unlock the door. The door may be a single door or a double door. Notice yourself opening it now. And as you open it, notice the brilliance of light coming from within. Notice the feelings, the emotions that are coming up for you. Notice if it's a sense of joy, a sense of bliss, or if there's a sense of uncertainty, a sense of fear of the unknown. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Open the door even wider and go ahead and step into the room. As you step into the room, notice your ancestors, all of those who were connected to divine wealth, to physical wealth, to wealth consciousness. And notice lining up with you on the left side. Now on the right side, notice all those ancestors connected to you both on both sides, mother and father, that didn't have that connection to wealth, abundance, or prosperity. They may be immediate, still living. You're experiencing their soul, their energy signature. They may be those who passed on. And notice that they're carrying their belief systems and their stories. Notice that they're carrying their sense of value in their hands. So they may look like symbols. They may look like stones or other shapes. And in front of you, there is a box, like a treasure box. It is open, and from within, there is light coming through. Your ancestors are here to take back what they passed on to you, those that lived in lack and scarcity, those that lived in unworthiness and underservingness, those that live a limited, abundant life. And as they take it back, and as you give it back, they are placing everything in that box for transmutation, for completion. All contracts, all agreements, you're putting it in that box. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Tune into yourself and notice, what else did I inherit? What else is in my DNA? Now look beyond the material and go into the emotional. Did I inherit lack in relationships? Did I take on lack in relationships? Did I take on lack in my physical health? Did I take on lack in my mindset, in my belief systems? Did I take on lack, unworthiness, undeservingness in my sense of joy or connection to self? What else did I accept from them that I gladly give back? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And go ahead and scan your emotional body and your mental body. What belief systems, what stories, what emotions are you now holding on to that you recognize are not yours, that you recognize are a pattern, that you recognize have been passed on, you inherited? What imbalance, dis-ease, disorder did you take on? What mental, physical, emotional dis-ease did you take on that you're now ready to give back? And as you give it back to them, they graciously receive it back and place it back into the box. This box transmutes, completes, disintegrates, cancels out, rescinds, revokes all that was. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Go ahead and scan yourself one more time, mental and emotional. What other lack consciousness have you been running? Have you been running victimization? Have you been running entitlement? Have you been running unworthiness or undeservingness? Have you been running poverty consciousness? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And go back to this week, this month, and notice any events connected to money, any events connected to giving. Notice if any events connected to money, whether you were giving or receiving, if you experience feeling uncomfortable, if you experience feeling anxious, if you experience feeling victimized, if you experience feeling frustrated, angry, especially if you were giving, if you had to pay a bill, if you had to send money somewhere, if you had to distribute any money, whether it's your monthly budget, whether it's paying your bills, whether it's paying somebody for a loan, whether it's buying something you needed, or even something for yourself. Notice the feeling. Was that a sense of joy and gratitude? I am so happy that I have what I need and more. Or was it frustration, anger, disappointment? Not again. When is this ever going to change? And go ahead and delete and uncreate that. Delete, 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 delete. and delete it from your throat. It feels like it's a rope around your throat. Go ahead and delete that now. This is a sense of domination. So money or something else dominating you. Release it and remove it. And notice if your arms feel bound, whether pulled back and bound or in front of you bound. And release all of that as well. Notice if your arms feel bound to your torso. Delete and uncreate that. Notice if your legs feel bound. Delete and uncreate that. Scan all the way down to your ankles. Do your ankles feel bound? Delete and uncreate that. Now we talked about receiving, but also notice events. We talked about giving. Now notice events in which you received. Somebody paid you. You received money. Notice if it was a sense of joy or a worry. What if this was wrong? What if this is not what I was supposed to get? What if they come back for it? What if now another emergency or situation comes up to take this money? Notice if there's any unworthiness or undeservingness connected to that. This is too much. What if I don't know how to manage this, how to invest it? And clear all of that. Delete, 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 and then create that. Delete and then create that. Delete and then create that. Delete and then create that. And one more deep breath. And now again, notice anything around your mouth, like a gag. Notice anything behind your throat. You can even invite Archangel Michael to remove that now. I am ready to be free. I am ready to receive with joy and ease. I am ready to give with gratitude. I am ready to feel balanced in my life. I am ready to have a balance, receiving and giving of my abundant flow. I am ready to embody all that I am and all that is available to me. I am ready to embody my true wealth and create my legacy. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I am ready to free my mind, my emotions, my heart. I am ready to experience my totality. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Take a look at your ancestors and everybody that came in for you on the left side. And notice if they change colors or if they look like they're not holding anything anymore because they've put everything into the box. And notice that the box may also be complete transmuting. You can close that box now. And when you close it, notice that it goes back to source. And in its place, there's a beautiful star. It's the light of God, light of universe, light of cosmic intelligence. It's your inner creation. Your inner abundance, your divine self. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now notice those ancestors that came in that were very much connected to wealth, abundance, prosperity, opulence, and luxury. Notice that their light is even brighter now. Notice that they're coming a little bit closer to you and to the star, and they're also inviting all your ancestors that previously were not connected to wealth consciousness. And as they come together, they form a circle around the beautiful star. The star begins to expand even more. This beautiful light star is certainty, is God wealth, cosmic wealth, infinite abundance, is wealth consciousness, is abundant flow, is truth. And as it expands, it connects to everyone in that room. And as it connects to everyone in that room, it balances that dis-ease that you were carrying around abundance and prosperity. It transmutes the remaining layers, fragments, filaments. Notice the beautiful light star expanding and filling your mind and your heart, filling in your throat, your power center, your sacred area, and your root, helping you reconnect with the wealth that's already available to you, the wealth that is already yours, the wealth that is your divine right inheritance. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And allow the light, your wisdom, your knowing, to overflow. Allow your light, your wisdom, and your knowing to activate within you certainty, confidence, trust, knowing that you are loved, that you are supported, knowing that you are in divine partnership with all that is available to you, Source, God, Universe, and within you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now, notice the brilliance of the light, all as one, connected to wealth consciousness, integrated to wealth consciousness, all as one, overflowing in wealth consciousness, all as one, rejuvenated, regenerated, reactivated, balanced in wealth consciousness. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale, and allow wealth consciousness to overflow into every body, your bodies. Allow it to overflow into your mind, your emotional body, your physical body, your spiritual, your emotional, energetic, soul, etheric, light body. See the multidimensional self, you, vibrating in this new sense of knowing and being, vibrating in your divine brilliance, your divine spark. Filled with confidence and certainty. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And go ahead and make any other adjustments. Direct the light in any other area of your life. You can amplify it. You can add a different color to it. You can set your intention, project your intention into it, or your deepest desires. You can connect to your vision, your soul's mission, and align it with the beautiful brilliance of your light. And one more deep breath. And notice if anywhere in your body it doesn't quite feel connected, go ahead and bring it into that space, whether it's your crown or your root chakra. And one more deep breath. One more deep breath. Now notice if there is anything else to do. Do you need to anchor it anywhere else? Do you need to amplify it? What else? What other quality can you add to it? Resilience, divine power, unconditional love. And go ahead and add that now. Now go ahead and scan your body one more time just to make sure you're not bound in any other way. Your hands, palms are open to receive and to give. Your heart is open to receive and to give. Your sacral is overflowing in abundance and passion. Your power center is overflowing in determination and drive and purpose. Your heart is overflowing in commitment to self and contribution to the world in alignment to your higher purpose. Your root chakra is overflowing in sufficiency, more than enough, stability, and abundance. Your throat is open to receive. It's aligned. It's in integrity with your word and your message. Your mind is aware and observes your thoughts and releases those that are not yours or no longer serving you. Your crown is open and you are connected to divine source, and you easily allow downloads, easily receive messages, and easily have dialogues with source, God, universe. One more deep breath. Your feet chakras are open and planted, connected to Mother Earth. Your auric field is beautiful and vibrant. Your angel wings are free, strong, flexible, ready to soar. Your crown is firmly placed as you embody the kingdom within you, your divine right inheritance, as you embody the goddess within you, as you embody infinite potential, infinite possibility. One more deep breath. Embrace all that is and all that is available to you now. Integrate it fully into your beingness, your consciousness, your heart. And when you're ready, come back into your body. Bring back all that you experienced, all that was revealed, all the knowledge and wisdom, and integrate it fully now. You may still experience your wings stretching, moving, flexing, even fluttering. Notice the color and enjoy that moment. Take one more deep breath. And one more deep breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And notice if you have a little bit of also compression or tightness when you get closer to the base of the neck. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Bring your head forward a little bit. Just create that space. And then up, and then lower your shoulders again. So you're pulling the shoulders down. And let's bring in more light. And the light creates more space along the vertebrae. Okay, cool. Bring in more light, and the light is that beautiful cartilage in between each vertebrae and expands. And go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, roll your shoulders back and release that tension and anxiety you've been carrying. That anxiousness or anxiety about new clients or getting more clients sitting on your shoulders, and pulling them forward. And it almost felt like you were trying to protect your heart as well. So we're going to let go of the need to protect any part of you, because you are a beautiful divine being and you can embody the light. Your protection is your brilliance. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, go ahead and rotate your head around one way and then the other. And again, bring in more light into the spaces, releasing all the tension, diffusing all the tension, and all the way through. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One more deep breath, shoulders up and around toward the back, pulling them back. Opening up your chest. And now relax your shoulders. Okay, let's go ahead and align your spine again, pulling it up, extending it. And then again, bringing in light in between, creating a softness, more flexibility. Bringing in warmth, lubrication, and light all the way through, down to your tailbone. And then now at the base of the neck, head and neck. Very good. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And you can run the light around. So if you have some tightness in your jaw, you can run it through. Very good. If you have any tightness behind the ears, the connection there, run it through. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, that feels so much better. Okay. And you can run the light a couple more times. It feels like a couple more times will be helpful as well. Extending your spine again. And then bringing in the light in between the vertebrae and out your rib cage. Okay, so you're also, there was something inside the rib cage, so you're also releasing that as well. Kind of look like a ball. It looked like a ball, but it looked like an entity in the ball. So that is also coming out. The more light we bring into your body, the less vibrational match is for lower things to be there. So the more light you keep bringing in, the less room there is for occupants or entities to attach. Very good. Thank you so much, my spiritual cosmic chiral. Ha, I feel great relief when you stretch the spine. Thank you. Beautiful. Did anybody else experience a nice stretch, spinal stretch? Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Well, very good, everyone. Any other questions? Very good. Again, if you get a chance, go back to do the first process. That was beautiful and amazing. And then doing that second process right before this, that was amazing. And enjoy the rest of your week, the rest of your the rest of this month. We're moving into November on Monday. Set your intention for the rest of the year. What new beingness do you want to move into? What else do you want to create? How else do you want to show up in the world? What else do you want to embody? What other qualities do you want to embody? And then practice being your beautiful self, beautiful, powerful self. And remember to do your gratitude for who you are, the beautiful divine being that is in your beautiful temple, expressing your human experience. Okay, everyone. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Lots of love and blessings to you. Bye for now.